Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, thank you for sharing some time with us on the program today. The Broken Truth is author Carl Olson's spiritual autobiography, a touching and moving personal account of a man who overcame a multitude of challenges through his faith and perseverance. A candid reflection of the impact of attention deficit disorder, having a stern father, and bullying in his life. Carl was born and raised in Traverse City, Michigan, has attended Bayview Wesleyan Church throughout his life. He loves to travel with his wife, Melissa, and enjoys walking around a subdivision and thinking about the Lord. The Broken Truth, Overcoming Obstacles in Life by Faith in God by Carl Olson, who's back with us on today's This Week in America. Carl, welcome back to the program. It is always a pleasure to have you with us on the show.
Thank you, Rick.
It is great to have you back, and this is such a powerful message. And it starts with the book cover. Talk about the book cover, the inspiration for the design, because it really captures your attention.
First of all, I just want to thank you, Rick, for having me on the radio.
Oh, you're welcome.
And I just have to say, all the going-ons in this life, we need a revival in this country, this world, right now. And Jesus told me very strongly that this front cover, The Broken Truth, reflects the fact that we live in a broken world, and all of us have broken lives because of sin. Jesus came to die on the cross and take away our sin and repair our broken life, no matter our race, our social standing, or what wrong we have done. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No person comes to the Father but by me. Jesus is the way. Jesus Christ loves us and wants to give us a relationship with God. Yes, our hurts, our struggles in this life, and he rescues us. Jesus is the truth. Let's follow his word. Jesus is the life. He blesses our life here and gives us eternal life. Let's put our faith in him and live for him and love others.
You are a perfect example of what you're talking about and the message you're delivering in the book. The book is The Broken Truth. Carl Olson is the author and our guest on the program. The book's available and information on Carl at his website, carlolsonbooks.com. That's Carl, K-A-R-L, Olson, O-L-S-O-N, books.com. Book at Amazon as well, and you can link on directly to Carl's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. As I keep mentioning, Carl, this is such a powerful book. Who is this designed for primarily?
Rick, this book is for everyone, especially teenagers being born with disabilities, such as ADD, attention deficit disorder, and dealing with being bullied in this life and having a stern father. And this is also for parents to help them understand how hard life can be for their children when they are bullied or when a parent is too harsh, and how I overcame these three challenges and many others as challenges as well. So this book is to encourage us and what Jesus told me about suicide, how Jesus saved my life. You know, everyone has a story, and everyone is important, and this book is to help others. This is what we need right now.
And the nice thing is, as Carl mentioned, this is a book for everyone. You can buy this book for the family, and literally everybody in the family, parents and children, can gain something from the book, The Broken Truth. Carl, what was the inspiration for writing the book? You've experienced all the challenges in your life. What was the inspiration to write about them?
I've been seeing all this heartbreak on TV with the violence in schools we've been having, and we've been having an epidemic of drugs and suicide in this country, And it started really bothering me. And I remember when I was a little boy praying deeply to the Lord, and I felt the presence of the Lord, and I asked him to use me for his purpose. And I felt that again when I was seeing all this violence in our life. That's why I wrote this book.
The book is destined to help a number of people facing a number of different challenges. We'll talk about many of those during the course of the program today with Carl Olson, the author of The Broken Truth. You mentioned your disability. Talk about that and what you learned from your disability.
You know, I was no golden child growing up, and it felt like sometimes I had a target on my back. And through the years, when I was struggling with someone at work on my job, I remember something my special ed teacher told me a long time ago when I was in school, how that one kid on the school bus said, "The reason I pick on you is because you look like you deserve it. That's why I do it." And it made my self-esteem feel really low. So it kind of stuck with me. And my special ed teacher explained to me that I looked normal, like everyone else. But the reason they pick on me, and I'm going to struggle with this growing up, it's going to be tough. But they see you are slow and challenged. So I learned it's not about how I look. It's just my disability.
Carl Olson, our guest on the program. The book is The Broken Truth. Carl is K-A-R-L and Olson, O-L-S-O-N. Important if you're Googling information on Carl and the book, and if you go to this website, which is carlolsonbooks.com, we make it very clear for you. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, if you're traveling and can't write all of that down, just go to our website, link on directly to Carl's website and information on the book. Carl, in doing this, was there a main purpose you had in writing The Broken Truth?
You know, a lot of people in this world, Rick, they're looking for acceptance on social media, this new thing we have.
Yes.
And my main purpose for writing this book is to touch our hearts for people, for Jesus Christ. This is important. I want people to know that he really loves and cares for each of us who live in this broken world. I believe Jesus has the answers for our broken world and broken lives. The Lord told me to write this book and share the answers he has shown me, how I was broken and Jesus saved my life. In chapter 8, I tell how at the age of 23 years old, I went to him in prayer at the end of March, 1985, and God awakened me to the truth. And that day, I surrendered all to Jesus, who was on the right hand of God, the Father. I asked him, "What kind of man do you want me to be?" He explained the real purpose for my life. And he told me to share it with other people. Yes, everyone. Jesus wants all of us to be a living testimony, not just me. This book is what Jesus told me to inspire everyone of his powerful purpose, as chapter 8 reveals. So this is very powerful and inspiring, how Jesus wants all of us to be. And this book is written to touch our hearts for Jesus and encourage people to read God's Word, the Bible, again. So because Jesus came and went to the cross and arose from the grave to save us, we now can go straight to God in prayer and live for Jesus by faith. Amen.
Carl Olson with us on the program talking about his wonderful book, The Broken Truth. What is it, Carl, that will encourage us to read the book, to buy that important copy, and have it as a family resource?
This is an inspiring true story, how I felt inadequate in my life, behind everyone, that I didn't measure up with the rest of the kids in school, and I kept asking God, what is it I'm good at? This is about no matter what problems we face in our life, there is hope for all of us. It's about finding our purpose, chapter 4 in my book. It's how my gym teacher saw something in me and asked me if I wanted to join his track team after school. It's then how I realized God gave me a gift for running track. And when I was running track, it's how God, in a certain song, yes, a powerful song, inspired me to overcome these challenges in my life. It's how I excelled to others, to raise up to the top like the Rocky movie, and to feel good about yourself, getting self-confidence, to stay strong and believe in what we are doing. Yes, don't let anyone tread on our dreams. God gives them to us, and we have this wonderful assurance in all of us. So this book is hope for all of us.
You get the message to write the book and begin that process. It's a daunting task to be able to write a book, to capture your thoughts. In your case, go back over some painful periods in your life. Tell us how you feel about writing the book. What was that like for you?
You know, somebody asked me how they could write a book. And I told them the key principle, how I asked the Holy Spirit to teach me the ways of the Lord. And I always thought the Holy Spirit was loving, caring, and nurturing. But then I felt something different when I was writing this book. I felt so many times in the middle of the night, the Holy Spirit forcing me out of bed, telling me to write this and to write that. So it was very difficult for me to stop writing. And you know, I learned when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, you better do it right now. One morning, I was getting ready for church. And I felt the Holy Spirit tell me to write this in my introduction, in my book. This is really powerful. In the beginning of our life, no one knows what kind of life we're going to live. Oh, isn't that so true? We're born in an unexpected world. We can't pick and choose the life we want. We are destined how we are when we're born, with the type of family we live with, and everything around us. And it goes on even more in this book. Yes, we need a big awakening in this world.
You know, it's interesting. You've got a message, this voice that is encouraging you to write the book, and you're following that message. I'm sure there are counter messages as well, inward and outward, where people are telling you, Carl, you can't write a book. How do you overcome that? How do you put all that in perspective and deal with the problems of people with the negative attitude saying, you're not going to be able to write a book?
Oh, yes. Yes, Rick. You know, a lot of people told me that I couldn't even write a book because I never went to college and I never earned a degree. And I even struggled getting my high school diploma. So that's how powerful this book is. The power of Jesus Christ. And I want to say in Ephesians 1:23, Jesus Christ is the true author and giver of everything everywhere. So he is the true author of this book, and I am honoring him.
Working with you in this process has been Reader's Magnet. We've got a minute or so left at the end of the program. What has that been like working with them as they help you take this message out to the public and literally change lives?
You know, Reader's Magnet is trying to get my book out there, and the people there are kind and friendly, and I feel Reader's Magnet is one you can trust. And yes, they have a dramatic website, like you said, Rick, and it's www.carlolsonbooks.com, and they are all small letters. And also Christian Faith Publishing of Pennsylvania is promoting this book. And there is a powerful 46-second YouTube trailer. So it's just incredible. It's a must-see.
Well, there's so many.
Everyone.
Yes, there's so many places where you can get information on the book, and once you have the book, it will reshape your lives. It's Carl's experiences, which she's sharing, and we all go through obstacles. We all go through challenges. Carl went through some very serious ones, and now he's sharing his message and his inspiration. The book is The Broken Truth. The author is Carl Olson. That's K-A-R-O-L-S-O-N. His website, as he said, is carlolsonbooks.com. Books available at Amazon, the usual places. Information on Carl's website. You can also see the YouTube channel as well by going to Carl's website. If you don't remember all of that, go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and a direct link there that will take you to Carl's website for information on Carl and his book. Carl, it is always a pleasure. This is a very important book designed for everyone. And we thank you for being back on the program once again to share your very powerful message. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you for having me on the radio. I appreciate it.
It is always our privilege, sir. Carl Olson, author of the book, The Broken Truth. CarlOlsonBooks.com, his website. Of course, you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.